Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your wonderful love that has come in Christ Jesus, that you have dealt with all our sins and you have restored us. So thank you, Lord. In you we live and move and have our being. And thank you for the security of knowing you, knowing the Father, knowing the Son. And this is the eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this word here, just encouraging us to just abide, rejoicing in the Lord at all times and bearing fruit at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 3 from verse 7 to 10. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to watch him baptize, he denounced them. "You brood of snakes," he exclaimed. "Who warned you to flee the coming wrath? Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. Don't just say to each other, 'We're safe, for we are descendants of Abraham.' That means nothing. For I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones. Even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever the roots of the tree. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire."
Hallelujah. So here we see, I mean, this is more than 2,000 years ago, where John the Baptist is saying, you know, bear fruits worthy of repentance. And, you know, and you can see there was these Pharisees and the scribes, they were perceiving that wrath was coming, that God's judgment was coming. And the word is also here in that bear fruit, you know, and worthy of repentance, because any tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. And guys, we are sitting now, we are at the verge of the end of the age, the end of the age of grace. The day of salvation has come. Jesus has opened the door for us to enter into salvation, and into salvation is abiding in the presence of the Father and the Son in the kingdom, and in the blessings of the God quality of life for us. He's given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, and now we are to be rooted in Jesus, like a branch is rooted into a vine, and drawing from the nourishment and the blessings of heaven, the blessings of righteousness, the blessings of the good works that are laid out for us. And that is where our boundary lines is found, in the goodness of God, rejoicing in the Lord at all times, because that's where all the goodness comes from. So, brothers and sisters, stay strong, stay in tune. Morning by morning is there to wake us up, so as to light our fires, and then we've got to just stay in that. And that is the fragrance of Christ that is coming forth, the zeal of Christ that is coming forth, the answers for our brothers and sisters around there in the world is found in the saints, in the body of Christ, because of the perfect work. And Jesus is the head and we are the body now. So stay in tune, developing on schedule, bringing the light of life to the dying world out there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.